Kayla, here at the John Deere new product introduction, I know there's some new things that we're looking for from the AMS area and the area of precision, and you've touched on several of those for the analysts, the media that's here. Let's kind of go through those just one at a time. And first of all, long-range RTK. Just what is it that is new and that John Deere's got that'll be showing here to producers this fall?
Thanks, Chuck. Long-range RTK, easily explained, that is taking our current distance of 6 miles and doubling that to 12 miles. So to expand on that, today you can put your tractor or your vehicle from the base station and be 6 miles away and still receive sub-inch accuracy. Starting yesterday, actually, with new software that came out, we have expanded that to 12 miles. So that's going to give producers the ability to maybe reach some fields that they haven't been able to reach in the past.
And that 12-mile number is just what you're going to basically say with confidence. You'll get that accuracy. It doesn't mean that even if you go a little further that you won't still have an accurate and functional system.
That's exactly right. The key to that is having a line of sight. So as you get further out, that line of sight may be disrupted and you may lose that signal. However, if you've got a line of sight, you can go much farther than that. It just may not be sub-inch accuracy.
Gotcha. Well, another area is what you call shading optimization. And we might want to just, first of all, just touch on what shading is and how that what effect that has.
You bet. Shading optimization is basically a product that we've come out with in order to help those producers who have a lot of trees on the edges of the perimeters of their fields. And what happens in those situations is as they run an automatic guidance product through there, the shading or from the trees might let you lose satellite signals or not have a visibility to as many signals or as many satellites in the sky. When that happens, AutoTrac kicks out. And so when AutoTrac kicks out, then obviously you can't use that product in those areas. So what shading optimization does is it allows you to drop back to only having visibility of 4 satellites and also using only the L1 signal to get through that area, and then it automatically kicks back in to regular AutoTrac as you move through those into those non-shaded areas.
So for somebody that already has a system, what does it take for them to upgrade or obtain this new benefit?
It is a free software upload or download to the producer's machine, and they just go to our website or then get it from their John Deere dealer, and they will have this functionality.
All right. Well, I know another area is with the GS2 rate controller with an expansion here. You might want to explain basically what it is that's new and expanded with the GS2.
Yeah, in the past we've had GS2 rate controller, which controls rate and flow for pull type sprayers. We've expanded that, or will be expanding that this winter, to include anhydrous ammonia, liquid fertilizer, hardy sprayers, as well as on planters. And so we will be able to control those rates of those applications, as well as enable Swath Control Pro, or the ability to shut off different sections, turn them on and off based off of GPS coverage.
So talking about flow control, let's look at Swath Control Pro and what's new there in now that it is available with planters, and what that means and what it can do for a farmer.
Yeah, it's a very exciting product. We'll have it available for next year planting season, and it takes planters and it breaks them down into smaller sections so that you automatically turn off those sections as you cross into an area that you've already planted. And so the obvious benefit of this is a reduction in seed cost, because you're minimizing the amount of seed that you're putting in areas that you've already planted in. Another benefit of this is the potential of a yield increase, because I think everybody knows if you got 2 corn plants and they're fighting for those same nutrients in the same water, they might not produce as well as 1 healthy plant. But then also there's a lot of side benefits to this product. From you're taking 1 less operation away from the operator, so you should have less operator fatigue, as well as I think you're going to minimize some mistakes that maybe happen as you get into the flow of planting throughout the day.
So having worked with some producers, and I know we've seen some, or heard from even a couple here at the product launch. If you're farming a couple thousand or more acres, it is a significant enough savings just in seed costs that potentially you could make back your investment on the equipment in even a single season.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What we've been hearing is even in large fields that are fairly square, which is really the fields you're going to see the least amount of payback, producers are telling us they're seeing 3% reduction in seed costs. So if you take a producer who maybe has 5,000 acres, you could easily see $7,000 in seed savings in 1 year. So depending upon how much of our core components from the Green Star product family that they have, their investment could be as small as $1,000 for a new harness this year, and they've got the ability to run that. It just depends on what they've already purchased. So we're building on the components that are already out there in the marketplace.
And these products, or at least information about them, are, I assume, going to be now available on display at shows coming up, like Farm Progress is right next week, as we go through the fall and into the winter.
Absolutely. We will be at all the major farm shows, and we also will have some information out on our John Deere public website. And
as well as PrecisionPays.com.
Absolutely, and PrecisionPays.com. And also dealers have a lot of information that we've provided them that they can use to show customers.
Well, thank you very much. That's Kayla Reynolds with John Deere and their AMS division, talking about some of the new products that are being shown at the launch here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.